Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Professor Barry Shube, the former executive director of the NICD. Professor Shube, good afternoon to you again.
Good afternoon, Simon. Hi.
So, Prof, we were going to continue our series of commonly asked questions about COVID. I think we're on part two this afternoon.
COVID vaccines. Yeah, we started on Monday, and I guess following on because more and more people are getting vaccinated. And now more and more questions are flowing in, certainly onto my desk. I thought I'd go through some of them because I think they are, you know, common queries, common issues which people want answers on.
Sure.
So, yeah. So let me go first of all. If you've had COVID before, do you still need to be vaccinated? That's a common question.
Yeah.
And the answer is sure, definitely. And there's a reason for it. You know, most of our, well, 95% of our strains are the variant, the resistant variant, the 351 variant. And you really need high levels of these antibodies to protect you from infection with that variant. Now, this is not often, those levels are not often reached with a natural infection. And it's interesting that the vaccines which are being used, the Pfizer and the Johnson & Johnson, they've been very cleverly engineered to produce an even more powerful stimulation of the immune system than you actually get with a natural infection. And you need that very high levels of neutralizing antibodies to actually protect you if you're going to be infected with a variant. So that is the one important reason why if you've had COVID before, you still do need to get vaccinated. Interesting, a lot of people, and it seems to be quite common internationally, that if you've had COVID and then you do get vaccinated, you get a very good immune response. But the side effects, the kind of muscle aches and a bit of a low fever and a headache and so on, a little bit more pronounced than if you haven't had COVID before. But again, it's trivial, it'll pass. And the important thing is that you will get a very good immune response. So that's the one thing. If you had COVID, you still do need to get vaccinated. Kind of related question. If you've recovered from COVID, how long should you wait? If you just had COVID now, yeah, how long should you wait before you're getting vaccinated? And we recommend about 4 weeks after you recovered. The reason for that really is to minimize on those side effects. And the thing is that you will have good immunity, of course, up to 4 weeks after you've recovered from COVID. So you don't need the vaccine at that stage. So rather wait that period of 4 weeks. You'll minimize your side effects and you still will have a good immune response. And then another related question is if you've been vaccinated and you come into contact with the persons that infected, this is a common question, do you still need to quarantine? And again, it's like what we discussed on Monday. If you've been vaccinated, it doesn't mean that you can at this day dispense with all those precautions. So unfortunately, yes, even though you've been vaccinated, if you come into contact with an infected person, you still would need to quarantine for the same 10 days as if you weren't vaccinated. Again, the reason is that you can still be infected, even if you don't show symptoms, and then still pass on the infection to other people.
Professor Shu, just along the similar lines, Joss has asked the following question. She says, please ask the prof, how long after the first Pfizer can we have the second?
Yeah, I was going to deal with it tomorrow, actually, but let me deal with it now. The United States, the FDA recommendation and the vaccine recommendation itself says 3 weeks. However, we and the United Kingdom and the WHO have decided to actually extend that for a number of reasons. The obvious reason is that you can cover more people with the vaccine. That's the one practical reason. Yeah. But there's also an important reason that you increase the immune response if there is a delay. So we've delayed it out now to actually 6 weeks. Instead of 3 weeks, it's 6 weeks for the second dose.
Wow. Okay. That is way longer than was originally being suggested. Prof, thank you so much.
Double the time.
Double, absolutely double. And we'll continue this in this line tomorrow.
Excellent. Great. Thanks.
Thank you.
All the best, Simon.
Thank you, Prof.